Good afternoon, Daniel. Great to be with you.
Thank you very much for your time. Firstly, congratulations on the new role. Coming from an AFL background, it's not often we get AFL turn into NRL. I mean, there's a big...
It's very exciting. Obviously, a great honour and privilege to be CEO of such a respected, revered and successful sports club, you know, not just in NRL, but, you know, across the sporting landscape in Australia and indeed the world. The Storm is a great brand, a great club, and there's a lot of great people here. And, you know, I've been here for 3 weeks and, yeah, the minute you walk in the front doors, you really get a sense and a feel for the values and the work ethic, the professionalism and the standards that the club sets. And I'm really proud to be CEO and move across from AFL. 10 years at Essendon Football Club was a great experience. Not a lot of success on the field, I might add, but still a great experience working in AFL. And now I'm really excited to be working at a new club in a new code and meeting a lot of new people.
Has it been a difficult transition over that last 3 weeks, obviously, from being, you know, the odd occasional slip of the eight, I mean, NRL, you know, that sort of, that type of thing?
Look, it hasn't been too bad at all. You know, there are some little terminologies that I had to quickly get up to speed. You know, it's a football AFL jumper, but in rugby league, of course, it's a jersey.
Yep.
Some little things like that. But no, look, it hasn't. And I guess the biggest challenge was when I started on Monday 3 weeks ago, we were in lockdown again.
Yep.
And I was working remotely, and Peter Volandis had come out saying that the Melbourne Storm might have to move into New South Wales. And before I knew it, I was relocating a trial game from Casey up to Albury because the Newcastle Knights wouldn't travel down. They deemed it too great a risk to come to Victoria. So there was plenty happening in my first few days, which meant I didn't really get time to think about it too much. It was straight into it. And, you know, in the end, we were able to get a good outcome going to Albury. Had a great trial game against the Knights. And we're straight into it again now and looking forward to the game next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll get to Albury in a couple of seconds' time. Firstly, I wanted to just congratulate you and the team. As people know and listeners, not only to my weekday program, Justin, but also on the Sideline View, I'm a huge Melbourne Storm fan. So congratulations on signing Jerome Hughes for a couple more years. That must be exciting considering the offer he had from New Zealand.
Oh, very exciting news. You know, he's become such an important part of our team, important part of our spine. He's a great young man, and he's become a great player, hasn't he? So, look, he had a really big offer in front of him. Obviously, there's the pull to go home, but, you know, that's another example of the Storm culture. Jerome wanted to be a Storm player. He wanted to play with his teammates and, you know, coached by Craig Bellamy, and we're wrapped that he's signed on for another 3 years.
And then the sad news, of course, is that Dale Finucane, the new captain or co-captain of the Melbourne Storm, has done himself a little bit of an injury.
Yeah, no, look, not great timing, obviously, for Dale. I mean, Dale's such a good preparer, and, you know, it's disappointing for him on the eve of the season. It's a pretty bad calf, so we won't see him for probably 6 weeks, unfortunately. And, you know, when you lose a guy by the name of Cameron Smith from your team, you need as many leaders as possible out there on the field. So we'll definitely miss his leadership, and you know, hopefully he can recover quickly and get back out there as soon as possible.
Well, there's always a good captain on the sideline, as they say. So Dale will be a pretty good you know, choice there for a little bit of a, you know, assistance with the the guys on the sideline. So that's a good thing, having the co-captain, one on the field, one on the sideline. Not that you want
both on the field.
So Justin Rodsky is the CEO for the Melbourne Storm, joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, we mentioned there about Albury, big hit out against the Newcastle Knights. It was great to actually watch it streamed, because I was actually on air at the time when the Storm boys were playing. So it was good to see it live. And I guess, you know, you mentioned there it was going to be at Casey, but circumstances changed and it was moved to Albury. Was that a tough logistical nightmare for the team to head up to Albury?
Well, it wasn't necessarily a tough logistical nightmare. It was more that we just had to move really quickly.
Yep.
And we had been up to Albury before. If you remember last year in the pre-season, the community of Albury and the Albury Tigers Footy Club looked after us and really welcomed us to the town. We knew the Knights wanted to stay in New South Wales, so the next best option for us to move the game out of Casey was to go to Albury. The reality was the reason that we had to do it was because we needed a trial game. You know, we had a much shorter runway this pre-season because the season finished later last year. So for us, it was really important that we had a proper hit out against another NRL team.
Yep.
Albury was obviously the best option for us. We'd been there before. You know, the local town and community were fantastic again. And, you know, they came and the game was sold out. Such a great atmosphere. I don't know if you've ever been up there, but the Albury Tigers football ground and it's an AFL ground is in such a beautiful setting there, right on the banks of the Murray River. And it was a great day and great atmosphere. And most importantly, the team, you know, picked up where they left off.
Yep.
I thought they looked fantastic. They looked sharp. And, you know, it certainly sets a really impressive tone for the season ahead.
Now, Justin, I need to ask the question about Central Victoria. It does seem that there's not a lot of love for the rugby league fraternity in the Central Victoria area. Can we turn that around somehow? Because I tell you what, we've got to support the Melbourne Storm. And I know it's getting better, but it just seems that there's not a lot of participation in the Central Victoria area for the game of rugby league. There's rugby union and gridiron, but certainly not for league.
Yep. Well, one thing that's become really clear to me is that regional communities, regional towns, regional areas love their sport and they love, you know, top-level elite sport. And as a club, particularly in trial games, potentially for pre-season camps, things like that, they're opportunities for us to take the Melbourne Storm and our brand to regional areas of Victoria. We've seen how successful it can be. So I'd certainly be open to it. We're always looking for opportunities to play trial games in regional areas. We will be heading back to Casey next year. Obviously, we weren't able to get down there this year, so that'll be an important venue for us next year. But then in the years to come, there's no reason why we couldn't come to a regional venue in Central Victoria, whether that be Bendigo, Ballarat, Shepparton, wherever. There's certainly a lot of fans in those areas. You're right, participation, grassroots, requires investment, and we're looking at how we can, as a club, and then obviously lobbying the NRL to help us to continue to look at how we can improve and invest in our grassroots rugby league in Victoria. We are building a rugby league state centre out in Broadmeadows, which is northwest of Melbourne, and that's going to be a really important hub for us from a development, grassroots and community perspective. And we know that, you know, kids need to see the elite talent, and they need to see them up close and personal. And you know, a big part of our agenda over the coming years is to make sure that the Melbourne Storm can travel around Victoria and meet as many people and communities as we can.
Yeah, Justin, you've been very generous with your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. But before we go, just very quickly, for those who might be interested in becoming members, I know yesterday you were saying that you were calling some members who haven't signed up yet. So if anyone is interested in a membership, how can they get one?
Absolutely. We are on track to hopefully break our record again this year. And all you need to do is go to the Melbourne Storm website, www.melbournestorm.com.au, head to the membership page. There's lots of different packages there. There's flexi packages too. So for people, obviously, who live in regional areas who might not feel like they can get down to Melbourne to watch many games, you know, you can get a flexi membership, which means that, you know, it's affordable. And it gives you access when you can get down to the game. So we'd love to have your support. We're hoping for a really successful season on the field. And a big part of our success as a club is having a strong membership base. And we'd love to have as many supporters as we can from regional Victoria getting behind us.
And I'm sure we will get behind the Melbourne Storm. As I said before, I'm a passionate man. So you just follow me down the Calder Highway. No problems at all. You can't miss my car, that is for sure. Hey, Justin, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View. And thank you very much. Yeah, as I say, and really do appreciate it. Maybe we catch up later in the year as the season goes on and we'll see how the boys are going.
Yep, love to, Daniel. Thank you and all the best.